Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Ayana Kanata and Jalay Curtis from What Black Women Really Think. And tonight we would like to talk about mental illness in the community and how we can cope with daily stress. This episode is in honor of Jordan Neely, who was actually murdered on May 5th, 2023. His death was basically occurred due to being in a chokehold by a gentleman of the name of Daniel Perry, who is a veteran and ex-Marine. The chokehold lasted over 15 minutes, and then I basically, from what was said, he was released and brought in for questioning, but then he was released. So, Jalay, how do you feel about this incident with Jordan Neely and how he was basically choked out the other day on the subway in New York? Okay, so we must be having some difficulties. Give me 1 second so I can make actually link her in on the call. She should be calling back. Basically, yeah, we're linked up. So, hey, Jalay.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, so we're talking about the recent sad incident and the death of Jordan Neely tonight. And I wanted to ask you in particular, like, what do you think about this recent occurrence with Jordan Neely?
I think it was really sad. I definitely feel like somebody should have said something, and I think it was okay for him to be upset and hungry and cold. Like, as long as he wasn't hurting anybody, then I don't really see why anyone felt the need to touch him at all.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like, what was the whole point about that, you know? So this guy, his name is Daniel Penny. I said Perry earlier, so excuse my incorrect pronunciation of his name, but his name is Daniel Penny, and he is actually the person who actually committed the chokehold on the 3rd. He jumped up. They said he was going through a speech, and he jumped up, and he threw his coat down. And after he threw his coat down, then Penny jumped up and began to chokehold him. So just reading. And then they're also trying to bring up previous incidents with Neely, his history, and so on and so forth. And I'm like, why does that even matter? This person did not know this person. You know, so there was no need, like you said, for him to join us. So also, what about those people who are on the train? That's very curious to me as well, you know, like how did they feel? And I wanted to briefly share an opinion of someone who basically had a idea, and he thought that it wasn't necessarily a negative thing, because he felt like the guy was out of control and that he was acting a certain type of way. So that, you know, that warranted that happening. So then we go to, like, what is group thinking, right? And this is a social construct of social psychology, where a phenomenon that occurs within a group of people in which the desire for harmony, or conformity results in rational or dysfunctional decision-making outcome. And I feel that that's very telling, right? Mm-hmm. Because all of them at one point made a decision that day to not do anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to play this dude briefly. I'm gonna play a little bit of what he has to say, and then, of course, I'm going to take his silly self off of here because he's not smart.
Jordan Neely thing in New York. You know, the Michael Jackson impersonator that was acting crazy, was saying he's going to kill himself and kill others. And you had good Samaritans, a Marine, of course, and John. Should have been an Army guy to help now, but it probably was the Army guys who was, probably those two guys who was helping hold him down was the Army, making sure, you know, protection. Make sure ain't no day gonna find it. But let me say this real quick. That Marine did nothing wrong. Jordan Neely was the one that came up here on that subway acting crazy. That's who that was. It don't matter if Jordan Neely's black. And once again, white liberals, they come on making excuses, which don't make the situation better. You make the situation worse because the behavior doesn't change. You had two other men, a Hispanic and a black dude, get sick and tired also of the stuff that's going on in New York, the crime, the craziness. And they helped the Marine take him down. Now, yes, the person who was held was black. Tell black folks stop the mess.
So, yes, this guy's name is his channel, if you ever want to look at it, is Mind of Jamal Live. And the title is I Support Marine. Jordan Neely was not murdered. My response to be called Uncle Tom. How do you feel about that?
I feel that he was speaking from a place of judgment, because as a human being, it's like we never know how people get where they are in life, and everyone, you know, has had things happen or may have mental health or whatever the case may be, and there needs to be a compassionate response to people like Jordan Neely instead of a reaction, you know. And it's sad because if he was aggressive, if he was irate, he still was not putting anyone in danger. So I'm sure, you know, that at some point they could have realized this person is subdued within the course of 15 minutes, even if they felt like their actions were justified. Like, when was the point where someone, anybody, was going to say stop? Like, everybody just watched that. Like, that's what is the most shocking to me, that, like, it was a group of people that watched that, and then someone like the person who you just played has the nerve to say, like, it was completely justifiable. But no one, not anyone in that train station when it happened, said he touched them. So why would somebody else, because they felt like, oh, no one's going to care about him? That's what I truly think it was.
Exactly. And I would even go as far as to say that they could even be considered accessory to murder or accessory after the fact. Now, I did some research, and accessory to murder is someone to help or assist the murderer before or after the murder is committed. So the black man, he needs to be brought up on charges who helped pin Neely down, because he decided to put his legs over Neely and make sure that he couldn't move while this other man is choking him. I do feel that there's some racial undertones, but I also want to address, like, basically people's attitude towards, you know, homelessness, you know, and basically in a research study, Homelessness in the U.S. by Ballard Brief, and it's a short excerpt, and it says, a follow-up survey in 2016 comparing general attitudes for the homeless over the two previous decades reflect a shift in attitude with greater compassion toward those facing homelessness. But I don't think that that's what occurred on that train, you know. And also what is very interesting is that his mother, Christy Neely, was murdered by her lover, Sean Sutherland, in 2007. She was just 36 years old. She was found in a suitcase and thrown off the highway in the Bronx Borough. So that had to be hard on anyone. And he has his father, his name is Andre Zachary. He basically would like to definitely pursue some kind of legal charges. But who are you going to charge? Are you going to charge the man who committed this crime? You know, who's going to be, you know, held responsible? Like we said, accessory after the fact is denouncing the plans, refusing to assist with the crime, and contacting the police or trying to stop the crime from occurring. And no one did that. So to me, after 3 or 5 minutes, all you guys were accessories after the fact. And knowing a Marine's training, they have something called the IRC training, where they have to go through a certain amount of instinct training. So they have to be, you know, well-trained, trained in hand-to-hand combat, and it's basically something that's mandatory. It's infantry Marine training course, and then following the completion of that, they can be selected to serve in the Hunter Killing Platoon and trained an additional 4 weeks. Anybody who knows about a chokehold, they're using martial arts, which is a form of manual strangling. So it's a lot. And I think that people need to be more compassionate towards the mentally ill and stop trying to work against them. And what are your closing thoughts?
I'd like to say, if you see someone who needs help, even if you don't help them, just don't bother them. Try not to judge them and think the worst of them or think that they're going to hurt you unless you have, like, well-established reason, because that person is still a valuable person even if they're in a predicament.
Mm-hmm. And so you felt he wasn't valued at that moment?
Yeah.
Nobody really cared.
Yeah, no one, because of who he was, no one decided to say, hey, this is wrong, or I'm going to be the odd person out. Like, not one person, and that's bad.
It is. And he was a Michael Jackson impersonator, so that means he had some type of background in dance. You know, his father, Mrs. Zachary, said he was a really good kid. You know, he suffered from some mental illness, but, you know, knowing how his mother got murdered, I mean, who wouldn't be hardly affected from that? So I feel like it should be criminal and not civil, because this is a criminal case, and it was ruled a homicide. It wasn't ruled anything but that. So that's that, and we would like to get justice for Jordan Neely and justice for all the mentally ill people who are being discriminated against. Thank you, guys. God bless.
God bless.